So as we always do on Your Calls Media Roundtable, we start off by highlighting really good journalism this week. So why don't we start off with you, Antonia? What did you see this week that you thought was done well?
There are a couple things, but I would say Jennifer Dooley, I think I'm pronouncing her name correctly, of the Houston Chronicle, did a very good piece looking at Freedom of Information Act requests, looking at the problems that the Coast Guard identified with Shell's drilling rigs while they were in Seattle and in Hawaii, basically finding that Shell's employees weren't prepared and weren't ready for fires. They had problems with pollution equipment, and that the Coast Guard basically said, you know, they were unprepared for these drills. And part of the problem was that they were new, so they weren't familiar with the equipment. And I thought that was a really excellent piece. And then we can talk about more the reporting I actually found the most, reporting in quotation marks, I found the most fascinating from the president's visit was the president's own reporting himself.
Oh, the video that he put out?
All of the stuff he did.
Yeah.
He did an amazing job of covering Instagram, Twitter, Medium. It was totally fascinating and definitely something to talk about more.
Yeah, he was walking around with a selfie stick and doing videos showing people
GoPro.
How beautiful.
Yeah, more than that. More than that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll talk about that. And just quickly on this Houston Chronicle piece, the FOIA request, how did this reporter get this information? Where did it come from?
I'm not sure. I think it's possible that the Freedom of Information Act requests were done by Greenpeace and I think perhaps Oil Change International, but it wasn't clear in the article.
Okay.
But she also showed the documents in her piece. So it was a very well reported piece.
And this is the equipment that is now in the Arctic?
The rigs.
The same.
Yeah. The Polar Pioneer drilling rig and the Noble Discoverer rig as well.
All right. So kudos to Jennifer Dooley with the Houston Chronicle. And we will link to that right after the show. That is Antonia Juhas, an award-winning investigative journalist. And what about you, Kate? What did you see this week that you thought was done well?
Well, I'm going to go a little bit off my main beat and say the piece I really liked that was in Aeon magazine this week. It was from Suji Cagle. She's an illustrator and writer, and she's a really great piece looking at Utah's plan for housing homeless people and getting them off the streets basically by giving them homes. Mm. I thought it was a really interesting story. I think it was great because it was about potential solutions. And I also loved that it was an illustrated piece as well as a reported piece that is really makes the issue come alive. And this is an issue that not what I write about, but it's an issue that I'm passionate about beyond my day-to-day work. So I thought it was a really great piece to highlight.
And this was in Aeon magazine?
Aeon, A-E-O-N. I've never actually said that word out loud.
Okay. I've never heard of that one, but Suji Cagle does amazing illustrative work on political issues.
She's great.
And we did a show about this, actually, about a month or two ago, about how Utah is planning to house the homeless, and you can find that at yourcallradio.org. Thank you for that. That is Kate Shepard, reporter with the Huffington Post. And what about you, Chris? What did you see this week that you thought was done well?
Well, speaking about the Mediterranean refugee crisis, in addition to all the coverage of the Syrian refugees who are fleeing that route, one of the forgotten refugee populations in the world is the huge Eritrean refugee population, many of whom also make that perilous voyage across the Mediterranean Sea to reach asylum in mainland Europe. And there was a absolutely wrenching multimedia presentation in the New York Times Magazine this week. It's still up. The photos and video are by Paolo Pellegrin. I can't remember off the top of my head who wrote the accompanying text, but it's basically video footage and photos and also some text. I think the reporters were right there in a dinghy or a boat alongside the very small fishing boat that was carrying what looks like 50 to 75 Eritrean refugees without any cover over their heads, just in the sun, packed in like sardines into the boat. The boat is obviously unseaworthy, not fit to cross a major body of water. And it tells the story of these refugees, and they did in fact have a harrowing experience. Fortunately, they were rescued in the end and brought to mainland Italy, but not before some pretty scary experiences, and some of their relatives and friends in a neighboring boat did not make it across the sea. So The multimedia presentation, I think, brings home even more just the sheer scale of the human displacement that is happening as a result of war and political turmoil and political oppression and also endemic poverty across the Middle East, North Africa, and also sub-Saharan Africa.
And Chris, in that piece, was there information about the politics behind why so many people are fleeing?
You know, that was something missing. I'm glad you brought that up, that there wasn't much about what generates the refugee problem in Eritrea in particular. Mm. And the answer is that it's one of the most oppressive governments in the world. They have this mandatory military service where all men and women under a certain age have to do years and years of service to the state. It's a highly militarized state, one of the most militarized states in the world. So it's a one-party state that controls almost all forms of freedom of expression, controls religion, all kinds of things. And there are some terrific background pieces that have been written over the years by the vice chair of our board of directors, actually, Dan Connell, who has a long history as a reporter in the Horn of Africa. And all of those articles are accessible on our website. And Dan does a great job of getting into the politics in Eritrea that caused this terrible refugee problem.
And didn't President Obama visit Eritrea recently for the African summit?
He did.
Mm-hmm. And did he bring up any of these issues?
Not with much gusto, no.
All right, so kudos to the New York Times for this piece about the refugee crisis in Eritrea, and we will put links at yourcallradio.org. That is Chris Tenzing. He is with the Middle East Research and Information Project. So